Romans 9. God's love for Israel. I speak the truth in Christ, I do not lie, my conscience bearing witness with me in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing pain in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites. Whose is the adoption? The glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the service of God, and the promises. Whose are the fathers, and of whom is Christ, as concerning the flesh, who is over all? God be praised for ever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has come to nothing, for they are not all Israel that are of Israel, neither, because they are Abraham's seed, are they all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called. That is, it is not the children of the flesh that are the children of God, but the children of the promise who are counted as the seed. For this is the word of promise: according to this season will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Predestination and foreknowledge. And not only so, but Rebekah also, having conceived by one, by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done anything good or bad, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calls, it was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that wills, but of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. For the scripture says of Pharaoh, for this very purpose did I raise you up, that I might show in you my power, and that my name might be published abroad in all the earth. So then, he has mercy on whom he wishes to, and he hardens who he wishes. Then you will say to me, why does he still find fault? For who withstands his will? Oh, no, O man, who are you to answer back to God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why did you make me thus? Or has not the potter a right over the clay from the same lump to make one part a vessel to honour and another to dishonour? And so what if God is willing to show his anger and to make his power known, enduring with long-suffering vessels of anger prepared for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he beforehand prepared for glory, even us, whom he also called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles. As he said also in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people, and she that was not beloved shall be called beloved. And it shall be that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called children of the living God. And Isaiah cried out concerning Israel, even if the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, it is only the remnant that will be saved. For the Lord will execute his word upon the earth, finishing it and cutting it short. And as Isaiah has said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us seed, we had become as Sodom and had been made as Gomorrah. what should we say then? That the Gentiles who followed not after righteousness attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, following after the law of righteousness, did not arrive at that law. Therefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by works, they stumbled at the stone of stumbling, even as it is written, Look, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offence, and he that believes in him shall not be put to shame.